You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your girl, Crystal Ibarra. How's everybody doing? I'm back, bitches. I know. I take a vacation, huh? Mira nomás. Mírala. Mírala. So, yes, I came dressed today. I know. And this is me without no makeup, no filter. Horrible. I know. Pero todavía vienen para atrás, pendejos. So, a lot's been going on. A lot. First of all, let me start off and give a shout out to my girl, my niece, my one and only, Mia Ibarra. We won the championship. Yes. Congratulations. You know, it's funny going to those fights. I don't know who's more stressed out, or the parents or the kids. The kids just go in there like nothing. They'll fucking take a loss, and the parents are just like, ah. It's fun, you know. Like I said, me and her, I think I was sparring for her was the last week. I was just fucking with her like, oh, you broke my arm, you know. But no, she's amazing, and, you know, she put in the work. That's the thing. She didn't just win by luck. That kid fucking put in the work. Look at her girl's arms. Like, amazing. And shout out to my boogie. I know she's this way in school. I miss her. You know, they always say, just wait till your kids go to college and your life begins. Well, I know. I don't know what to do with myself. Yesterday I had fucking Chipotle and movie night, and I think I put my phone on silence or some shit like that. Anyways, but yeah, that was pretty much it. And, so I got sick. Oh, my God, I got so sick a few weeks ago. And I ended up going to Found Valley Hospital, which is now UCI. Found that out. And I know they trade shifts, and I get it. But here's the thing. If you're a fucking nurse, that's your fucking job. I get it. There's a lot of repetition, same thing over and over. You know, it is what it is. You work in the fucking hospital. It's your job. So my nurse comes, and I guess they had shift change. And I'm fucking dying. I can't even breathe. Well, yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, you're infected. Out loud, like in the middle of, like, because I, you know, after an hour of waiting, keep in mind, I was already there 3 hours. The last hour I was waiting, the nurse before her said she's going to come out. And she comes out and she starts, the other nurse starts like fucking talking, down talking to me. And I'm like, ooh. I looked at her. I looked at security guard. And you know what? Security guard, shout out to security guard. I like that brother. Nice. He looked at me. He's like, please don't beat that girl's ass. And I didn't. I said, Brittany, I spare you. I don't know. Like, you go into these hospitals and, like, that's your job. Like, I get it. Like, you see people coming in with the flu. You don't want to get sick. Well, maybe you should find another career. I don't know. But, like, for the ones that are, like, that, you know, are humbled and remind themselves, you know, it's not you in that situation. You're actually there to help. Congrats. And, you know who you are. And, yeah. So, fucking Found Valley, man. Get it together. Me valen por pura verga. So, yeah. And then what else? What else is new? On September 21st, your girl will be in Hollywood. So if you guys want to come down, we're doing a little comedy competition, algo así, something like that. I'm just there. So, yeah, on September 27th, Hollywood. No, September 21st in Hollywood at 10 o'clock. So I was thinking we can do some comedy, then hit Hollywood for the night. I don't know. Catch a drink down there. So whoever wants to join is more than welcome. And like I was saying, back to Mia, shout out to her parents who put a lot of money and effort and time. Shout out my brother and his wife. Oh, hilarious. And shout out to little Mason. I mean, he is a star. Every time I turned around and look, his sister's like getting ready to fight. Her little brother was with every fucking family, and he had a snack. Or he had a fan, or he had something. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, this kid, you know, that kid's going to get far in life. Like, ese no se va a morir de hambre, you know? So, yeah. Órale, mi gente de México, mis tíos, mis tías. Oh, come on. Sí, mis. What? Get out of here. Some silliness. Oh, yeah. So, I wasn't gonna touch on this subject, but people want to come back and talk, and it's como. If you're gonna tell a story, I suggest you tell it all the way. You know what I'm saying? If you're gonna tell a story all the way, Chomo. With that said, everything's public records. I cannot confirm or deny or alternative facts. 18 slices to the nutsack. Would I do it again? Without hesitation. But I cannot confirm or deny. But yeah, everything's public records. And here's the thing. Sometimes we forget. We just want to talk. And I'm not going to give this person clout because you're irrelevant, bro. You're irrelevant. And my boy, you know what? And the only reason I bring this up, too, because I wanted to give a shout out to my boy, Kenny Williams. Oh, amazing. My mentor. When I was going with situation with Chomo, and he's just, and I'm like dead. Like when you're with a narcissist, no matter what you do and try to get out of it, everybody's like, oh, you're strong, you're this and that. Like, don't be with them. Like, you don't hear shit. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, you're like, that's pendeja, like pendeja, like you're stupid. Like you were like, how can you let this guy hit you? How can you let this guy? It's like you get stuck. And not until you wake up and then you realize, like, what the fuck? Like, what was I doing with this mierda? Well, anyways, this mierda made a TikTok. How you gonna do a TikTok? Public records. Let's just say Crystal Ybarra 26084, public records in Santa Ana and public records in Long Beach. And how you gonna do a TikTok trying to bash me? All right? Trying to bash me. When you did time for sucker punching me, and I didn't press charges. When you did, like, there's public records on you, Chomo. Like, I don't get it. So I'm not even gonna give you clout, but just know this is what I think of you. You know what you are, and nobody in your family's cute, Chewbacca. I mean, your whole family looks like they ate rocks for dinner. But anyways, moving on. with that said, shout out to my mom. My mom's been holding it down. I forgot, you know, when you get sick. And me and my mom, we're always up and down. Like, I'm her golden child. That's what it is. She just doesn't know about it. I'm her only daughter. Of course, I'm golden. But like when I was sick, she just like makes everything like out of scratch. And this weird shit, like I was craving eggplant. And I don't know. I wanted eggplant. Instead of spaghetti, make eggplant. Like, I don't know. And everything I wanted, she made. So shout out to my mom. Like, that woman can cook. Like, you guys ever want to invest in my mom's cooking? She can cook. And yeah, like she's the one that holds it down. You know, like, what did she tell me? She goes, you know, you can tell you've been gaining weight. No, I didn't know. Not me, not here. God must have took your other side. Not me. I'm just kidding, mom. No, but she did. And you know what? Like when you're gaining weight too. Let's not play stupid. I'm over here going, like fucking Chewbacca and shit. Like I can't breathe. And then it doesn't help when I smoke either. I'm like, but yeah, she did tell me, you know, you might want to hit the gym. You know what I'm saying? And I haven't hit the gym like ever since I've been sick. And I don't know, just with everything going on. But it is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. And I'm here. So yes, the 21st, I will be in Hollywood. And yeah, and where's my dad at? Ridiculo. Shout out to my dad, Juan Antonio. Shout out to Tijuana, Tio Alfredo. Mucho amor, como siempre. Toda la familia. La Yarira, la Yarendira, mi tía, mi tío Panko, todos. Saludos a todos. Vegas. Yay, yay. Don't forget, all my family is like, most of them are in Vegas. Bitch had like 20 kids. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, because these are the family that I love. And every time I go to Vegas, I make it, you know, it's just, I feel like it's just disrespectful when you go to someone's shit and you don't say hi. Like, you can be like, I'm busy, but I'm in here. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. We were just always with etiquette. Like, I don't know. And yeah, it's funny too, talking about etiquette. I had my daughter, the oldest one. She's like, hi, mom, how are you doing? I'm like, oh, that's good. Nice to see you. But the only problem is I dropped your ass off at school like last week and you're back. She's so cute, though. I had an amazing time with her. And it's different when they're older. Like, I don't know, especially because she's 21 and it's just different. Like, we have our moments, you know, like every kid does. Like, my thing is this, and I tell her, never be afraid to tell your mother. There's nothing you can do, say, that'll gross me. I don't give a fuck if they fucking busted a train. You busted a train. You done something, like, whatever disgusting shit. Like, you took a shit. I don't care. There's nothing that you can do that I'm going to disown you or whatever. Like, we will work through it. You need help? We'll get you help. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing that I can do. But she did. What did she do that? Oh, yeah, she came down. I dropped her off after school, and then the following week I see her in Anaheim, and I'm thinking, she's like, well, that's not your city. Do you not know your mama? Do you not know your mama? Your mama fucking runs Orange County. Like, are you kidding me? From Santa Anaheim, I will get there in 2.5 seconds. But it's just a courtesy, and I always try my kids, you know what I mean? Like, or be closer to her siblings. I always tell the oldest one, you know what, don't do it for me, but do it for your sister. Like, you don't have to pay me back for tuition. You don't have to. You did the work. Mommy did the financial part, but you put in the work to get yourself into college, Aaliyah. So you know what? The only thing I'll ask for you is the day I'm not here, take care of your sister. That's all I ever ask. You know, even though my little one is a financial grind. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But she is. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I love them all the same. It's just different when they're grown, you know, and I stand my ground, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just etiquette. Like, the other day, to my youngest one, like, without hesitation, we go put gas. You give her your car, she'll put gas in it and pump it for you. Now, that's fucking etiquette. She's not going to have her mom fucking lift a finger. The other day, I went out to eat with my oldest one. She made me get up and get my drink. And I was like, okay. I went up to get my drink. I got up. She had to move out of the way. Etiquette would have been like her, because she's right there. Get the cup and go. But no, it's okay. So I get my drink. I come back. I slam that motherfucker down. Don't you ever do that again. If I say, get me a drink, get your ass up and get me a drink. You know what I mean? If my mom says, get her a drink, she's elderly. Get her fucking a drink. It's just etiquette. I don't know where this generation goes. And hold the door. I know you're not a door monitor, but it's etiquette. You see someone walking, just, sometimes just a smile can change someone's day. We never know what someone's going through, or even holding the door. Or, for instance, today we went out to Olive Garden. We went to Olive Garden. $14.99, all you can eat pasta. Olive Garden. So we ate pasta, and there was the guy, paisano. He said, hey, I like your shirt. It reminds me of home. And he was a busboy. And my mom was there, so I couldn't pull out in front of my mom. But I pulled out a 20, and I took out my joint, and I rolled it up. And I went to the restroom, and I ran into that kid, and I said, here, mijo. And I gave it to him. And he was like, I think he was more excited for the joint. Fuck the 20. But he was just, like, grateful. And I was just like, you know, like I said, you never know what someone's going through. It's just, be generous and humbled and just acknowledge someone. If you see a gorgeous man, I'm going to say, fucking, you're gorgeous. Or a gorgeous woman, you know, like, or if they're having a shitty attitude, I'd be like, bitch, you look like your dog. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, try to keep it humble. But, I don't know. So, yeah, it was cool. Hola, mi tía, ¿cómo estás? My tía Esperanza's in the house. ¿Cómo estás, tía? Aquí nomás. Me dice mi tía, ¿no te cansas todos los días de salir? Dije, no, tía. I'm my aunt's favorite. Tía Esperanza, I'm her favorite, I know. Out of all her nieces, soy la favorita de tía. My aunt can cook. Mi tía, oh my God. Aunt, so shit. Tía, ¿cuándo regresas a la casa? Nomás te fuiste una vez y nunca regresaste. Just kidding. My aunt's coming home, guys. She'll be in California. So if you guys want to taste her food, my house is open. My mom's like, wait, what? Our house is always open. That's what Mexicans. I went to, that shit was funny. I went to a party and I said, but wait, the guy's Mexican and the girl's white. And I got nervous. And they were like, wait, because I like had to take a shit. And okay, we'll go to the restroom. Okay, but Mexicans don't flush toilet paper. And white people do. So wait, do we flush it or not? Like, I don't know. Like, I know it sounds gross, but really they don't. That's when you know you're in a Mexican house, huh? Yeah. So, yeah, long story short, I ended up flushing the toilet. It did not flood. But there was one time I did flush it, and it did flood. And I was like, hey, you might want to check your plumbing. That's the good thing about taking shit in other people's houses. You just say, hey, you might want to fix it. Not in my house. You don't take a shit in my house. I will make you pay for the plumbing if you plunge it. What was I gonna say? Oh, Friday we're going out. Oh, my bestie. Ooh, Mr. Jose Martinez, my bestie in the house. Oh, me and my bestie went to go eat some. We went to El Capital and some sushi with chetos. Some sushi with chetos. That shit was fucking bomb. And some consomme. Ooh, shh. Man, I'm telling you. Yes, yes. Buenos dias, Maria. Juan Carlos. Everybody goes like, who the fuck are you talking to? Like, you guys don't understand. Like, I'm logged into different places. So, and then I figure one person said something, another person might want to ask the same questions. So I already have the answer. So, yeah, I'm like logged in everywhere. So, yeah. Jose. Vincent. So, yeah. So the 21st, we got our comedy, and, yeah, so like I said, estaba poquito enferma, agarré la, estaba enferma con un perro, como una semana, estaba muy enferma, y pues no hice nada, no fui a los comedies, me quedé en la casa, ahora, gracias a Dios, estoy bien, and it's funny though, like, when you get sick, like, damn, when you get sick with a dog, like, you only think about the people around you, like, the people, like, that stayed there, you know, like, I don't know, you're just grateful for those people. And, you know, like, I'm grateful for my mom. I get my mom shit all the time, but check this out. That's my mama. Ain't nobody give my mama shit. That's my mama. We have that love. Ain't no hate. Bunch of love relationship. Many would envy a lot of people. My mom's thinking, like, what the fuck is she talking about? I'm your favorite. So, yeah, so shout out. A shout out to my daughter, Aaliyah. I had a great time with you. I did. I really did. And I miss you. I miss you guys. I miss Elijah, my little nurse. My little nurse. Yeah. So pretty much every day we go, we've been hitting. I like to, you know what, to be honest, I like to hit new places. Oh, man. I met, so I had an accident with my car, like the engine light went on and I had to pull over or whatever. And I was just, as the AAA guy was checking it out, whatever, I met some random and he was just staring at me and it's like 100 degrees and I had like 2 water bottles. So I was like, here you go, have a water bottle. He ended up being the fucking nicest guy. He's fucking Armenian, single. A lot of people say, hey, sabes mucho, es muy pica. Sí, soltera, pendejo, soy soltera. Very soltera aquí. Mucha gente le gusta hablar. Hey, esta vieja siempre anda saliendo. Sí, todos los veces. Todos los días, cada tiempo, cada vez que puedo salir, voy a salir. Porque la vida es corta y... Hey, ¿cómo estás? What up? How's it going? Yeah, so I go out. I enjoy life. I'm single. I don't bother anybody. I don't make anybody pay for my shit. So, ay, ¿qué le importa quién con salgo fulano y que sepa? Me dice una vieja. Y antes que le dije, dice, ¿para qué andas hablando con mi esposo? Pues el esposo me hizo DM. Yo no sabía quién era. Y dije, ah, chingada, ¿quién es? ¿Para qué se enoja esa vieja? Qué puta piruja. Y cada palabra dije, y cada vez que me decía algo, le dije, number one. Number one, piruja, number one. Soltera, number one. Y más enojada. Pues, Me hizo tan enojar la vieja que le dije, ¿sabes qué? Es okay, nomás pagó por el sexo. Y que se emputa la vieja, hijo de su madre. Pero no, yo le iba a decir, no, él me habló, nada pasó. Yo le voy a decir la verdad, you know, como mujer, woman to woman, pero cuando viene alguien atacando, atacando, que piruja, ah, váyase con su energy para allá. I'm all about good energy. You know what you have at home. Todos sabemos lo que tenemos en la casa. Si su esposo es piruja, su esposa es piruja, no, no es mi problema. Yo nomás estoy aquí for a good time, not a long time. Yeah, so I was talking about mi amigo Williams, Kenny Williams. So él hizo mi historia cuando primero salió del chomo. Oh, man. No, so, poquito más de mi vida de mí y sabiendo, dice, esta muchacha habla mucho. Sí, hablo mucho porque tengo mucha experiencia con el narcisista, el chomo. Con la ley, con la ley. Tengo muchas experience con muchas cosas. Dice uno, ay, cómo no nomás dejas a un muchacho si te pega o te deja. Es muy duro. No nomás a mí uno puede decir, yo si me pegan una vez, yo me largo, yo me, okay, fulana, eso mi pa. Yo también decía lo mismo y hasta, you know, y luego un día me levanté y dije, no. Y ese muchacho, Kenny Williams, él es mi amigo en el Facebook también. Y si lo miran al Kenny Williams, él tiene la historia como pasó, como el muchacho que ande antes, ugh, da asco para decir, pero alguien que salí y que le mandó un video a mi niña mayor, que tenía, era mayor en ese tiempo, un sex tape. Pero no más era un sex tape, era un tape de mí. Y el estúpido todavía tenía los huevos que decir, oh, no se lo iba a mandar a ella, se lo iba a mandar a su madre. Pendejo estúpido. Pero eso estúpido ahora ya hizo un TikTok de ay, qué pendejo estúpido. Yo nomás digo, todo es public records. No puedo confirmar o denigrar que un accidente le pasó a él. A los huevos, 18 stitches para que se le quite el mugroso. So el Kenny Williams, cuando todo eso estaba pasando, yo caí, pero fea, depression, todo, like, oh man, you know, like, oh, asco, da asco. Y cuando lo oí hablar, asco. So yeah, Kenny Williams me levantó, me dijo, él es un señor de adiós y la historia de él. Man, él también era el de la calle. Él era un pimp. Y cambió su vida y él es el señor de Dios. Y él me dijo, Crystal, porque fuimos a la escuela. Él y yo, el Kenny Williams, fuimos a la escuela para radio y broadcasting, todo eso. Y dice, tú puedes poner tu historia allí para que alguien más aprende. O no haga lo mismo, o a lo mejor sabe esta persona. Porque como latinos, nosotros los quedamos callados. Cuando alguien te violea, o te toca, o siempre, más o menos es alguien de la familia, y uno nunca quiere hablar. O uno no quiere hablar porque le da vergüenza. O en tiempos míos, la verdad es, los mexicanos dicen, oh, ¿por qué tú lo buscaste? Ah, chingados, nomás tengo 5 años. ¿Cómo lo busqué? Estúpidos. Pero, I mean, ahora el cambio, ahora. También, como tenía un muchacho que me habló, dice, yo estaba en una ganga y su herma, su tío lo, su tío o su hermana, algo, su tío o su stepdad lo tocó y lo tocó y en ese tiempo, like, no podía hablar de nada. Los hombres, I feel bad for the men, you know, like. They get raped and they can't talk about it. No pueden hablar porque vergüenza o, you know, hombres no hablan y la cosa es los hombres los agarran peor también, you know, and we have to be open and Pero no nomás porque, oh, I got molested or I got something happened to me, I'm going to be like, oh, I have to go fuck up shit. No. Hold on. I'm just saying, guys, like, I got an email, and he's in a gang, whatever, and he's like, yeah, I got raped, and I can't talk about it. I can't see counseling. Like, what are my friends going to think? This and that. And I'm like, fuck your friends. Mentally, that shit fucks with you. Like, you need to get right mentally. Póngase bien primero, and then, like, okay, you know? I truly believe you can't love anybody until you love yourself. And, you know what I mean? Like, the other day, el otro día, yo, I always talk about, you know, be humble, be kind, but don't get it twisted. My hands are quick, you know? There was one girl, and she was talking all this shit. Oh, que nomás. What did she say? All you are is a face or something like that. No ass or something like that. I go, ooh, te parto su madre, no ass. You got me fucked up. Little do you know. I'm just kidding. And I emailed her and I said, what's good, you know? Face up. But then I started doing my research on this kid. She has a fucked up life. Like, one tragedy after another. And then, so I turned around. And I was just like, as much as I want to call you a fucking cunt bitch, like, my condolence. Now I know why you're so fucking ugly. Like, you don't know what someone's going through, and it's easier to, like, go on someone's page and, like, talk shit. So let's try something different. I don't know. Let's just try something different and be positive about shit. Like, fuck. And if it's something that you want and it just didn't happen, it just wasn't your time. Like, I know there was, like, fucking plays or role parts that I wanted, and I didn't get them, and I was just so adamant. I was ready. You know, it's my time. There's no one fucking funnier than me. There's no one. Ha, ha, ha. And it just wasn't my time. And I had to humble myself and remind myself, like, hey, when it's my time, it's going to be my time. And it's like, you know, I waited all this time, put my kids in college. Now I'm single, living the single life. Yes, I do go out every other night. Why? Because I can. I don't... Like, my kids are far away in college. I have, I don't know. I'm a very adventurous person. I like to meet new people. I love talking to people. Like, you fucking can know so much. I'll tell you this. One of the most richest guy I ever dated was a crackhead. No fucking lie. Every day that motherfucker had crack. I don't know how, but he had crack. I was like, what the fuck? And then I dated someone who had money, but I was just like, I think the crackhead has, like, more hustle than you, you know what I mean? Like, the crackhead's going to get it. But, you know, I was younger. You know, like I said, I dated my share, and they dated their share, because, Ibarra is something else. But I don't portray to be like, oi, no. I am what I am. I'm not what I'm not, and I have no problem. I love myself, so if there's anything anybody has to say, that's a you problem. That's another thing. I always tell people, that's a you problem. Hey, Chris, I don't think you're pretty. Well, that's a you problem. Hey, Chris, I don't think you're funny. That's a you problem. I get a lot of those. You know what I mean? And the saddest part, I think, you know, oh, well, hold on. Shout out to my Tia Patty. Always and foremost, Tia Patty. Love you. Yeah, I try to, like, I call it how it is. You know what I mean? Like, I've done my share. Like, fucking drugs, stole, like, got my record expunged. Like, I'm not a saint, nor do I pretend to be a saint. But it's just, you know what I mean? Like, I think we can all learn from each other. Like, I don't know. Just everybody just hush, hush. And I don't know. It is what it is. And Jacobo, ¿cómo estás? Muy bien. So, yeah, talking about sticking together, here's a message for our mayor, Santana, Valeria. We don't meet because, you don't answer. So, City Hall, they say. Yeah, so I guess with one of my cases, we have the mayor. The Santa Ana Police Department asked for the mayor's help. And the mayor sent me the chief deputy. And the chief deputy can't do anything because the DA needs help. So according, it's just like a fucking circus, like a ring around the rosy. Either way, they want the mayor. It's okay. We'll send Gavin a fucking message or something. I don't know, maybe. But yeah. It's funny because not all of them, stand up, not all of them are dicks, but like the ones on Main Street, no mommin' way, like fuck, pirujos, like pirujos. Look who's talking. So I'm like going down there, downtown Santa Ana. I swear, I think I got like every cop's number. I'm not gonna lie, I got escorted to my car 4 times. And I should have not been escorted, but I got escorted. So I'm just saying, I don't even know why the Santa Police Department's down there. So they're just picking up numbers. I just needed to X on out. But yeah. Oh, yeah. So the 21st, we're going to be in Hollywood. And we want to be in Mexico next month. That's the goal. Espanol, puro Espanol comedy. Dicen, hablas poche. ¿Me entiendes, babosos? ¿Verdad que sí? Crystal, tú no lo vas a hacer con los mexicanos. No, ¿cómo que no, güey? ¿Cómo que no, ahorita? Dice, Crystal, no estás chistosa en Spanish. Okay, thank you. Next. But yeah. So, shout out to me and her jiu-jitsu. What else? What else? Real quick. Oh no, Monday we'll be down Santa Ana too. Monday night. We'll do comedy in Santa Ana. Then Tuesday, I think we will be in Fullerton. Yeah, we will be in Fullerton. And yeah, we will be in Fullerton. Other day I was, The other day I was driving. Stupid. I get in my zone. You guys ever fucking do that? Like just start singing. I was singing Ghetto Superstar and I was hitting that high note. Oh! And I was sick. So I sounded like a fucking perro mojado. Oh! Like, and the guy next to me, he was just like. And I was just like, you know what? I don't give a fuck. I just almost died of this fucking disease I have. And, like when you get sick, like, dude, I got so sick I couldn't breathe. I felt like an elephant was on my chest. So then now I understand you're grateful for that breath to be able to breathe the fresh air, like to smell and breathe. Like, I was so grateful because, like, dude, I tiger bombed my whole fucking nose. I felt like fucking, like, I don't know, like fucking shoving shit up my nose, but oh, tiger bomb. That's who I'm gonna advertise for. Don't leave home without it. I'm no lying. Like I carry Tiger Balm. Like there's, it's crack. It helps for everything. So yeah. And what's out new? Where are the good spots to eat? So oh yeah. So Friday, me and my bestie and Primo and his date, we're gonna go to the Cannabis Cafe in Hollywood. I'll let you guys know on Sunday if it's a yay or nay. Yeah, first time going down that way. And yeah. So we'll definitely do that. And for that perro stranger, give me a call. Porque como que te estás pasando, güey. And you guys ever like dude, the other day I was wondering, I was sitting at the bar and like, I don't want to meet someone on a website. I don't want to meet somebody at a bar. I don't know if I want to meet anybody at all now that I think about it. But I was really enjoying my moment until like, miran cara de pendeja, I'm like, oh, I hear you with. And usually I stay by myself or sometimes I lie. I'm like, oh, my husband's on his way. Like, and they look at my hand. Bitch, you have no ring. Like, stop lying. But I'm just like. And then the other day I caught myself too. I was just like, you know what? I was like, fuck it. I told the guy, I'm having alone time. I'm feeling myself. So if you can please excuse yourself. Gracias. But you ever get that? Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, I want to be in a relationship, but then I don't because, like, I don't know. Like, even after, okay, like, let's say even after you have sex, like, go home. Who the fuck you want to cuddle? Like, oh, that's relationship status. I thought we was just on a hit and run shit. I was just saying. Ain't nobody committed here, but cuddling shit and all that, like, that's a relationship, fool. Like, and if I sleep with you more than once, fool, we together. No. Oh, I can't remember. I remember I told one guy that. I told him, we's together when we's not together, bitch, we's together. And I was just fucking with him, and he took that really serious. And he's like, oh, my God, you're crazy. You're this and that. And I was like, oh, pendejo, little you. Yeah, but that guy was also a shot caller. I'm a civilian. That guy was also a shot caller that also told me, hey, fool, if I die tonight getting some food, that's all on you. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. You're telling a fucking civilian, if you die tonight, it's on me. And I'm just thinking, I feel sorry for the gang that you're with, that they let you represent a dumbass, because his life lies on me, I guess. I don't know, but it is what it is. Like I said, I've done my share of dating stupid people, and people done their share of dating me. So some of them are, some of them are okay, others are not. But with that said, so where are all my single ladies, men, having a good night? And, oh, real quick, I don't DM. I don't message back. And what's that kid's name? Smith. You're fucking weird, dude. Like, you're crazy. Like, everything on my thing. Inbox me. Like, what the hell? Like, stop being weird. I'm your biggest fan. Well, if you're a fan, then you would know I don't talk to my fans. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to sit there and message you and hold your hand, fucking weirdo. You can always delete yourself. I'm just saying. So, yeah. So, this is my face. No makeup. Actually, I'm lying. I did go to Ulta and did get me some concealer. So, a little bit of blush. Oh, and then I'm breaking out. You see that? I'm normal. Oh, why did she break out? Because when I hit the gym, sometimes I sweat. And sometimes from driving from my house to the gym, like, I don't know, the pores. Do you take a shower right away? Yeah, but I still, like, not a lot, but I break out like normal people. And they're like, oh, aren't you too old to break out? Oh, okay, Dr. Phil, like, go find a formula or something. I don't know. So, yeah, everybody's all like, oh, you know, fake. No, I have pimples. I shit like everybody else. I have scars. I have, like, I don't know. Like, I am normal. I'm, like, beyond normal. I know. I'm gifted with that big old culo. I know. Oh, man. Life isn't life if you can't crack yourself up. Yeah, every time we go out, I'm a good time. I know. I'm a riot. I'm a hoot. But I also tell the ladies, when I do go out with them, love yourselves. Like, dude, like, love yourself. Like, these guys are quick for what? A Bud Light draft? I'm going to drop my panties? Hey, fool, does it come with taco? No, but, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just, if it was one of my daughters, I'd slap sense in them. You know, it's like, yeah, so... Whoever wants to go out, have a good time, let's go. Like I said, if you're weird, I'll call you out in it. Like Krista, you don't feel weird going out with, no, they should feel weird. Like, the fuck? I'll put you in a headlock. I'll mollywop your ass. Like, get the fuck out of here. Don't be weird. Yeah, and if I don't message you, don't call. Like, serious shit. Like, who calls somebody? Like I know if I'm calling somebody at 3 in the morning, you know what time it is. Like, fuck, we're not chit-chatting. We're not. It is what it is. So, yeah, don't forget the 21st Hollywood, whoever wants to come down. We're going to have a good time. Hit the comedy and then hit the bars afterwards. Yeah, we'll hit the bars afterwards. What other events are happening? I really get focused. In November we have that turkey drive. I don't know. To be honest, September, I don't know. I'm thinking of going down to San Francisco by myself. I don't know. I think I need a little vacation. And oh, it's funny. Someone asked me about David. For a lot of you who don't know, David is an ex who is in rehab. He is a good friend of mine. We stayed like, I'm not one of those people like once you break up, like, fuck, we're going to go to war. I was back then with baby daddy because I was just so like, I think I was just so angry. I was just like, how, you bastard. Like, how can you leave your kid at 3 years old and never look back? What a fucking life. And I think what got to me was like him and his little fucking car show. Like, oh, you want to hit the switches? Well, why don't you fucking switch diapers? Or, you know, like, I just didn't understand that. But, you know, no one's to judge. And if I can tell him something, he probably would say, yeah, if I could tell him to fuck off, that would be the old me. The new me is never too late. Okay? And I know I don't care how fucking crazy the mom is because I'm too, like, I made that motherfucker sign parental rights. You know what I mean? That's how crazy I am. But there's never, it's never too late. And Mr. Canales, if you're listening out there, your kids are fucking amazing. You got one that's going to be a teacher. You got another one that's going to be a nurse. And I know, like, me and you don't see eye to eye, but if I can tell you one thing as a father, it's never too late and your girls are amazing. And there's no hate over here. As much as you think, oh, they hate me because of mom. The mom's crazy, this and that. Like, I love it when people say that. If you knew she was crazy, then why the fuck don't you have your kids? I'm just saying. She's this, this, and that. Why the fuck you don't have the kids? And it's just, like, easy to, for people to talk that don't have their kids. There's some people that can't have their kids. You know what I mean? No one knows. But another thing, Chomo, to throw fucking shade on someone else's kid. Wait, I have my kids. You have 5 kids that don't even acknowledge you. Yeah. So, and I mean, we shouldn't talk. We shouldn't judge. But as advice, as a parent, like, you know, I'm not going to fight the dad. He's missing out. And it's never too late, like I said. And I tell my girls, too. I tell my girls all the time, too. Like, you know what? You have to put your part into it. Not just your dad, you know, because your dad's always going to think, oh, it's her, she's crazy, like, she doesn't want you to see me, this and that. In the beginning, yeah, I fucking hated you, like, you know, but then when I just, like, I didn't understand your life, like, you know what I mean, like, I had to, like, there's always, you gotta analyze the three parties, you know, her side, his side, and the truth, whatever. And he didn't have a well bringing up either, so how was he gonna raise kids if he didn't have a, you know, bringing up. So, like I said, there's no hate here, Mr. Canales. You're more than welcome. You have your kids' numbers. Like, I mean, yeah. So that's what I would say to him. And I know a lot of people are like, what? You fucking hate him? Yeah, I did. But then you kind of grow out of it. Like, you know what? He lost. He's missing out. And to any fathers, or shout out to the fathers that are fucking stepping it up and taking their kids, or shout out to the mothers, or, you know, or the aunts, the grandmas, the grandpa. Like, fuck, we didn't make these kids too much. Shout out to the TS. Like me, they will borrow your kid for only 2.4 hours and you best pick them up or CPS will be called. Jennifer Ibarra, CPS will be called. I'm just kidding. No, but they will be called if they don't pick them up in 2-4 hours. See, I'm not an all-night nanny. Sorry, I'm not an all-night nanny. I don't take care of kids. My kids are grown. I love my niece and nephew, but especially after my little nephew got me in an armbar and he, like, put me in a chokehold and I was tapping out and that motherfucker would not go. So, yeah, so shout out to everybody in Santana, de todas las calles, the streets, my peoples, definitely. For, if you guys can DM me, if you guys know any, food, free food, or the where they give free foods at, if you guys can DM me so we can let the people know. Free vets, anybody with pets, know where you can get free vet care if you don't have any money. That's very important because people have been asking me. So if any of you guys know a place, or yeah, so we can spread the word and spread the love. I really, like I said, going out, I have really, really had a good time. Like I said, just keep it humbled. Like, we're there for a good time, no fights. And right away, you already know, like, who's going to be a problem when you go out. You know, who likes you, who doesn't. Shame. But no, just, you know, keep it safe. And, yeah, just be safe out there. And, you know, keep it humble. Like, I know it's hard because some assholes don't as I read, but. You don't understand how hard it was for me with baby daddy. But yeah, I forgive you, and your kids are amazing, and their numbers have never changed, and yeah. And shout out to my parents. Shout out to my parents. Let's be honest. Latinos is fucking it. Like, this is for my mom. My dad, oh, yeah. My dad, he was a dad that didn't have. How did I turn out? No, I'm fucking with you. Nah, he everything they needed that, and my brother. Shout out to my brother. They're afraid of him. That's funny. Oh, so I always tell my kids, "Oh, you bad, right? You big and bad. Okay, what you think is right? Cool. Call your Nino." Oh no. Every time I tell them, "Yeah, call your Nino," they won't. Out of respect and fear. You know, like I said, I tell my kids, you know, like, I'm not going to be here for long, and just take care of your sister, your niece and nephew, and that's it. Like, you know, like I said, shout out to my mom. When baby daddy left, my mom stepped it up. Me and her didn't see eye to eye. Fuck no. Me and her would box, but I'd be damned if anybody fucking touched her or said anything. To her, like, me and my mom didn't box. We just, like, verbal. Like, I didn't see her point. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Now that you're older, you're like, oh, shit. Like, fuck. She had a point. But when you're going through shit and you're all fucked up in the head, you don't even know what the fuck you're taking. Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. And, no, you got to grow up and realize and give credit with credit to you. So, shout out to my mom. And shout out to my dad. And my brother and Jen, she's been there forever. She ain't going nowhere. I always said, you know, this girl has been married to my brother forever. And if they ever get divorced, my door will always be open to her. My brother remarries. Him and his wife can sleep in the garage. And I know a lot of people are like, Crystal, you don't have a garage. Then she's not invited. I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. My brother can marry whoever he wants. 47. We got a few more minutes. Yeah, so if there's anything you guys want to bring up, I'm back. I know I've been sick. I've been away. And let's start the questionings. Oh, yeah. So I did, before we leave, I did check. There is a website. I do have it for those who want to check. If someone is, PO or whatever, like you want to check if someone's a rat or something like that. Yeah, well, there is a website. And unfortunately, on that website, you have to sign in your name. And you can't use that ever. I don't know. It's just a whole whatever. So if you want that website, DM me. I'll give it to you. Yeah. So pretty much. Let's wrap it up. Yeah. So don't forget, September 21st, we will be in Hollywood. Anybody that wants to come down, drink, have a good time, DM me. My comedy show starts at 10. But then after that, like I said, we're down Hollywood. We can party it up. What else? Yeah, so real quick, shout out to Crystal Ibarra. I know. And, yeah, I will be hitting the gym hopefully tomorrow. What are my grandma says? Dios quiere. But I'm going to leave you guys with that. I'll be back next week. Shout out to everybody. Love. Namaste. Adios.
You're listening to Anything Goes with the gorgeous Miss Ibarra, with your host, Crystal Ibarra, only on LA Talk Radio.